This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Good morning, good
morning. All the single ladies, all the single ladies. We got some suspect songs. Maybe Beyonce planted them. I know we play that one and we play Ladies Leave Your Man at Home. The club is full of ballers and they pockets full grown. Jumping, jumping. I don't know. I just feel like it's like a bunch of dudes listening to WFAN at midnight to talk about baseball. And like we're setting the opposite kind of mood. Here I am to correct it. Keith McPherson on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Pablo Reyes with his Yankee moment. Shout out to my guy Matt with the stats from MLB Network who just texted me that. I'm like, how did you know that was in my notes? I literally have Pablo, or maybe I said it already, Pablo Reyes Yankee moment before they launch him into the sun. Pablo Reyes resurgence bandwagon. Let's go, Pablo. You know, the Yankees kept this guy around, and like I was saying, he became the whipping boy. And I'm happy for the guy that tonight, you know, he had a moment, and he won them the game, running the bases, getting on and scoring. And you expect Stanton to be back. Stanton's been with the Somerset Patriots. It was Margaritaville night. Shout out to the Patriots and their marketing team and all the things that they do out there, all the different nights that they have out there. They're fun. I went out there a couple Fridays ago and got to throw out the first pitch, and it was so much fun. I encourage anybody and everybody to make the drive out to Somerset, or maybe you live out there. There were a lot of people, you know, when they announced me, that were like, yeah, WFAN. I'm like, you guys can hear WFAN all the way out there? Of course they can. I've been on WFAN, and people as far south as the Mason-Dixon line have picked up the signal. People as north as Maine have picked up the signal. So, yeah, let's get into it, man. I'm taking calls, 888-808-1019. You know, this morning I was driving home, and I'm listening to BT and Sal. And I love BT and Sal. I think they're great. But I'm like, yo, talk about David Peterson's complete game. Why is everything Juan Soto? It's low-hanging fruit. It's easy. It's easy to go back and forth Mets versus Yankees. But I don't think there's any we will do that leading up into the July 4th weekend. No? Like, we don't have to be at each other's necks all the time. Who's better? Are the Mets catching the Yankees? I'm just like, I'm good on that, bro. I'm tired of going back and forth with some of these Mets fans online. I got 300 of them muted. Like, let's just talk about our teams independently, if we can. Let's talk about the good things that we're seeing from our lineups. Let's talk about the good things we're seeing from our rotations and our bullpen, who we want to get at the deadline, upcoming opponents, and then eventually, guys, give it a couple weeks. eventually the upcoming opponent will be each other. It'll be New York versus New York. So JP is first up on the Fan. Go for it, JP.
Oh, Keith, what a great job setting up the show tonight. I rarely get a chance to listen to you, but I always love it when I do. Just come from a business trip, just landed, and I'm driving back home. And what a great setup with the Mets versus Yankees rivalry. My wife is a diehard Yankee fan. I'm a diehard Mets fan. And I grew up hating the Yankees. I grew up going to family functions. My Yankee fan family members giving me the business. Of course, you know, I'm 48 years old, so growing up through the late 80s, early 90s, and, of course, the Yankee dynasty. And my wife, when we first started dating and I went to her apartment for the first time, there's a life-size Derek Jeter cardboard cutout in her living room. And the two of us agreed that if she was a Philly fan or I was a Red Sox fan, the thing would never have worked. But somehow, some way, and I'm throwing this out there as like a very idyllic proposal to New York fans, but what has gotten us to a great place as two fans is we kind of treat the Mets and the Yankees as like big brother, little brother. The Yankees are obviously big brother. There's no way the Mets can compete with about 27 championships and the history of the franchise, and they're never going to catch up. There's no point in even trying to catch up as a successful franchise. But we can win today. And as the big brother, being the Yankees, you know, you got to take that responsibility as a big brother and treat the little brother right. The little brother doesn't have all the gifts that you have. The little brother doesn't have the age that you have, or the, you know, even the relationship with your parents that you have. So anyway, what I found in our family is I can root for the Mets and even like sort of like behind the scenes root against the Yankees without any issue. And my wife just roots for the Mets because she wants the little brother to win. My kids actually become Mets fans, despite the fact that she's a diehard Yankee fan. And at the end of the day, Keith, we should be rooting against Philadelphia and Boston, and that's the end of it. There shouldn't be this like crazy Mets versus Yankees thing. I get the sibling rivalry, but beyond that, it's just for fun. We should really be just focusing on our own deal, and I loved how you set it up at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, and I'm going to echo that, and thanks for that call, JP. Like, it gets corny sometimes to just always be measuring. Like, the way I talked about how Yankee Stadium is built and how many people Yankee Stadium can fit in it, it's no contest. And like, some Yankee fans do hate the Mets and hate Mets fans, and I get it. And there, I mean, there's some days that I feel like that. But ultimately, like, I'm happy for your success. I don't get a kick out of you being bums, especially me being on the radio and being in the media. I want the Mets to be good. I want there to be postseason baseball in both ballparks in Queens and the Bronx. Welcome to the party. Welcome to the big boy table. I want you to feel how we feel, right? I was talking last night about David Peterson in that complete game and how they all celebrated that complete game like they won a series in October. And I said, those are building block moments. Those are moments that go on the championship DVD. I know there ain't no DVDs, but you know what I'm talking about, right? When they make the movie for the 2025 Mets, that's a checkpoint. David Peterson, complete game against the Washington Nationals. As the Mets sweep the Washington, like, it builds a story about Citi Field and how this year Citi Field is different. And Steve Cohen called out the fan base. He spent a lot of money on this team, and that's another thing. You spent a lot of money on the team. You're supposed to be good. This isn't a surprise. Nobody's shocked. Accept it, right? You don't need validation from the Yankee fans. You don't need validation from me or anyone. You don't need us to like suffer or be uncomfortable because Juan. So we're off that. I promise you we're off that. We're off that. We're trying to figure out what happens when Stanton comes back and Ben Rice. We're trying to figure out this outfield, and do they trade away a Trent Grisham? Because there's really four starting outfielders with the New York Yankees. We're trying to figure out, okay, Stroman's coming back. Is he worth anything? He changed his tune now. Where do we fit him? Is he going to start? Now he says he's willing to come out of the bullpen. Is Yarby going to go back to the bullpen and he gets some start? Will Warren, you got to kind of leave Will Warren, but you have options. I'm like, those are the kind of conversations that Yankee fans are having. Yankee fans are having conversations about how Judge might actually have the best hitting season we've ever seen. He might win the Triple Crown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't know any Yankee fans that are like, oh, well, Juan Soto's heating up. Duh, we knew it. And you know what's super corny, too? Last year, it was like Juan Soto was Juan Soto from start to finish last year as a Yankee. And all we heard from Met fans was, he's renting in the Bronx, buying in Queens. And we're like, yo, chill. He's a Yankee. Let us enjoy this one-year rental, however it turns out. Like, yo, just back, yo. Mind your beeswax, yo. And now it's like you got the guy. You have the guy performing now, and you still need him. Where's Keith McPherson on this? I don't care. I'm the one that told you when June comes, he's going to make a push to be an all-star. When June comes, when he hits that first home run, he's going to hit a string of home runs. Start betting on him. He was the most bet-on person to homer in baseball today. Today wasn't the day to bet on him. But he's going to stay hot now. And like, I'm not the guy to talk about the level of competition, but you do, when we talk about measuring Mets versus Yankees, measure your own opponents first. Okay? You're handling business. You swept the Rockies. You swept the Nationals. Congrats. It's not that impressive though. And I'm not going to take away the split against the Dodgers. And even like when you beat the Cubs, that was a test, but it's like, yo, we're like, some of us are legit happy for you. The team under the richest owner in the sport with one of the smartest guys in baseball leading the team and David Stern. This is not a fluke. This is not a surprise. I told you this is the end of the LOL Mets 2 years ago. Like, what do you need from me? What do you need from other Yankee fans? You need us. You need our tears. You're not going to get them. You need us to be sad over Juan Soto? Like, I heard somebody call and say, oh, I do. It was an older fella called in the BT and Sal show. He said, oh, I do miss Juan Soto. What is there to miss? I miss Garrett Cole. I miss Garrett Cole. I think about Garrett Cole being in this rotation, and I'm like, yeah, we're probably going to have a good shot to get back to the World Series. But damn, if we had Garrett Cole, we'd be a lock. 888-808-1019. Rob is in Groton, Connecticut, next on The Fan. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Keith, how you doing? That's Groton, Connecticut, but just so you know.
I am Groot.
Yes, that's right. So anyway, I'll tell you what I need. I need the New York Yankees to keep winning games like they did tonight, huh? 1-0, I'll take it, right?
Yeah, thought it was a punt lineup. Thought it was a punt game. Thought we were conceding a loss. I didn't, but that's what everybody was saying.
That lineup, Keith, reminded me of the 2014 New York Yankees tonight. Huh?
The 2014. Yan Gervis Solarte, 2014.
Yeah, like,
never nervous Yan Gervis.
Lyle Overbay is your – yeah. Oh, my God. I love to forget that team. But, so you said something about the music. I had to say something. I would rather listen to Jerry Goldsmith, who did that's the theme song of the movie Patton. I would rather listen to that all night, like on repeat, than listen to those songs that you talked about ever.
Yeah, I'm Googling Jerry Goldsmith. I'm not familiar with Jerry Goldsmith, but maybe we can cue that up.
Well, he's a composer. He did like a lot of the like orchestras in like a lot of those old movies and stuff like that, you know? But hey, real quick, the most important question. When is Giancarlo coming back, and who do you think we're most likely gonna go after in the trade during the trade?
Thanks for the call, Rob. Tomorrow, I think Stanton is coming back tomorrow. I think Pablo Reyes, happy trails. I kind of already said that. That just would make the most sense to me, unless there's, you know, I did see Scott Efros, kind of like I said, unless it's an arm, if they want to send Scott Efros right back, I think Peraza's safe, you know. I think Peraza's safe. Pablo Reyes, I know, has played in the outfield. He's played right field, but I just think it's over for him. I think that ship has sailed. You know, Peraza made some plays tonight. I think Peraza's safe. 888-808-1019. And who do I think they should get at the deadline? I don't know. I the other night I saw a rumor about Luis Robert, but some Yankee fans aren't feeling that idea. I don't know. I'm just like, whatever. Like, I think if they bring in a Luis Robert, then happy trails Trent Grisham. But it's pitching, a starting pitcher. Can we get Zach Gallen? Jacob DeGrom? Oh, no, Jacob DeGrom. The Mets got to go get Jacob DeGrom, right? That's only right. If Jacob DeGrom is available, the Mets got to go trade for him. I don't know. I would like another starter in here. Max Fried is the ace. Rodon has been good, but you still couldn't trust him, right? Let's see if he bounces back against the Boston Red Sox this weekend. Who else, though? Who's pitching in the postseason for the Yankees? Clark Schmidt? Perhaps. Yarby's not going to get a start. Will Warren, they're probably not going to throw into that type of a situation. So I would want them to get another frontline starter. You know, it's now Friday. I keep saying tomorrow. It's now Friday. Today. So you got Yarby versus Garrett Crochet, 7-10, Yankees, Red Sox. Run it right back, right? Just saw them. Will Warren will dodge them this time, and then Saturday is Carlos Rodon versus Hunter Dobbins. And then Sunday, you'll get, is this Sunday Night Baseball? No, we're not on Sunday Night Baseball. Good. Day game, Father's Day game, 1:35, Max Fried versus Brian Bayo. Take 2 out of 3 from him. I'm glad they'll see Fried this time. I'm glad they'll see Fried this time. 888-808. 1019, taking calls. My guy Jarvis in Harlem, where you been?
What's up, Keith? How are you?
Good, good. Just trying to, like, you know, recalibrate some things. So I'm just like, today I just didn't understand how, like, WFAN started with, like, Mets versus Yankees. I'm like, wow, like, we don't have to do that till July.
Yeah, Yeah. I was just listening. I was listening to BT and Sal because Sal just because he's a Met fan. He's just like talking, like to control Yankee fans. Like it's all about we so bothered because Juan Soto is a Met. That doesn't bother us. Like, why are you worrying about us? Focus on your own. Focus on the Mets. How about you winning the division? Think that all, the Mets become the big boss. You got to get to the World Series, man, because the National League Conference, no easy path. You still got to deal with the Dodgers. I know you beat them 4 out of 3 in the regular season. I know you took 2 out of 3 in Citi Field and split the 4th series in L.A., but you got to beat them in the you still got the champs of the Dodgers you got to compete with in the American League Championship. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't understand, why Sal just say, we bothered because,
You're right, Jarvis. You made me think about, and thanks for the call, dude. And I hate to say this, Mets fans, it's another premature celebration. When will you learn? And maybe it's just Sal. Maybe it's just Sal stirring the pot. Another premature celebration. Oh, Soto, the Mets. And it's it's June. Act like you've been here. Oh, you can't act like you've been here. This June stuff doesn't matter. It doesn't. So much has to happen until we get to what Jarvis is talking about, dealing with the National League in October, dealing with the American. Everybody just expects the Yankees to cakewalk through the American League again. I'm not on that. The Detroit Tigers are going to exist somewhere in there. Don't sleep on Houston. Eventually, Houston, they'll pop up, and they've got us too many times to just count them out. But, yeah, as I'm seeing all this, parading and all the Mets, and, it's great. Enjoy it. But don't tread on the Yankees and the Yankee fans and say what we're feeling. We are not. We won the whole start. Juan Soto starting slow to start the season. Juan Soto looking like he wasn't enjoying being a Met. Juan Soto coming to Yankee Stadium struggling in the Subway Series. That's all we needed. That was the vindication. That was the circle date on the calendar. We moved on from that. You can't get your lick back. That's what I'm getting added online from random Mets fans. This was you celebrating his struggles 20% into the season. Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. I got a kick out of him not looking like Juan Soto. But you know what? You were so focused on that. The Mets team wasn't. They kept winning. And now that he's turning it on against the Rockies and the Nationals, great. But don't think that that's making any Yankee fan lose sleep. We're not. We're losing sleep over when is Luke Weaver coming back, bro? What's up with the bullpen? Who can we trust? Who can we not trust out of this pen? Oh, I thought Jake Cousins was coming back. Oh, no, he had a setback. Wait, Scott Efros? I thought Scott Efros was anywhere. Okay, Scott Efros. That's the type of stuff that we're talking about. That's the type of time we're on. Not on Juan. If anybody knows who and what Juan Soto is, it's the Yankee fans that watched every at-bat of his last year. We saw it. And when we didn't see it in the Met uniform, we had a little fun. You see how it goes back and forth? It's like the Met fans' premature celebration was winter meetings. We got Soto. The pinstripes don't matter anymore. We're big brother. And we're like, all right, yeah, you got that. And we're going to pivot. And most of us didn't like plan B in the pivot. We like it now. And when the season started, Juan Soto not being Juan Soto, that made a lot of us chuckle, made a lot of us smile, feel some kind of way. They're not getting the return on investment. That's another thing. He's an $805 million player, more. You're celebrating a guy starting to be worth what he's worth. Not even. He's still not worth. You're still not getting the value out of what he's being paid. We don't care about that. We're on our own course, bro. The Yankees were in the World Series last year and lost. We're trying to get back and winning. And if it's the Mets there, so be it. But the odds are so slim of a Subway Series happening. I get so tired of talking about it. It's so played. It's so corny. It's so whack. We got two good teams. There are a bunch of players to talk about. How about Francisco Alvarez, right? Coming back. He just had a kid. He could have taken some more time. He comes back to get in there. Jeff McNeil turning back the clock. Jeff McNeil is saying, I'm not done. I mean, some of y'all hated on me, but I got a 9-11 OPS. I'm chilling. I'm hitting bombs. That's a 3-run shot. Brandon Nimmo, who got his contract too, finding it. They've got a squad. It's not about Juan Soto. Don't make it about Juan Soto every day. And don't make it about like, oh, we took this guy from the Yankees and the Yankee fans aren't over it. No, unfortunately for some of y'all, we are over it. We don't care. We did not think that Juan Soto was going to struggle the entire year. But it was funny to watch him struggle and then kick the narrative of, ha, there's something wrong with the Mets. It's that Met jersey. There's something wrong with him being a Met. This guy wishes he was hitting in front of Judge. He said it himself. You know, the way that the season started, I think that was great for the Yankee fan to just laugh and be like, yo, Soto is struggling. Soto is not Soto. He's not hitting. And if you still go and look at the numbers, Soto against good teams, right, he's still got to do it against better competition. But when are you seeing the better competition, right? You only play who you play. And I'm not the type to minimize any of these Major League Baseball teams because in baseball, anybody can beat anybody. Anybody can beat anybody and anybody can be big. So, like, I hope y'all sweep the Tampa Bay Rays this weekend. And then when you have this stretch against the Braves, like, please go to Atlanta, beat the Braves, go to Philly, beat the Phillies, come home and beat the Braves and make it about the NL East. Make it about your division rivals and not your crosstown rivals. We do not care. We are not thinking about you until July 4th weekend. Let's go to Phil in Sheepshead Bay.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Keith, I want to speak to you about the relievers on both the Yankees and the Mets. It seems to me that maybe at the trade deadline, maybe the Yankees ought to fill in with one more reliever because some of the arms could be dead by then. I mean, it looks to me like Boone uses some of these guys too much.
Tim Hill, Mark Leiter Jr.
Mark Leiter I don't care for.
Me either. And like they traded for him last year at the deadline. They're going to need to get another high leverage reliever. I don't know who, but they're going to need another guy that we can depend on at the back of the bullpen.
Now the Mets, maybe they've been lucky. They bring in a guy like Waddell. Brazoban, to me, is a shocker. You never pitch like that, so maybe there's something to it.
Yeah, another guy that they traded for at the deadline. They put him in this pitching lab, and he's been pretty solid for them.
Yeah, I just don't believe it. Anyway, have a good night, and stay well, and I'll be speaking to you down the road. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Phil. Bye. And I am well. I am well. I don't know if some other people are well. I don't know what you guys need to make you feel well. You're seeking like satisfaction and validation in other people that are like not thinking of you like that. It's just not a thing. like let's just enjoy our first place baseball teams. Let's just enjoy our all-stars, multiple all-stars on both teams. Let's enjoy June baseball. Let's enjoy the weather. The weather is cracked. It's hot. It's nice out. Isn't it nice to go to a day game in Citi Field and not think about the game? Like, we want to talk about rent-free. Like, just like as much as the term rent-free gets thrown around, it's hella rent-free to be thinking about what Yankee fans are thinking about now that Juan Soto looks like the Juan Soto we've always known him to be. The Juan Soto he's being paid to be. It's not a surprise that Carlos Mendoza and these Mets are winning and in first place. I don't think anyone's shocked. You have the money, you have the brains. You have the owner and the president of baseball operations. You have the right manager. They've picked up where they left off last year and some. They don't need, it's Grimace's birthday yesterday. They don't need, did Grimace throw out the first pitch? I don't think so. And man, kudos to the Mets for not going back to the well. They don't need Candelita. They don't need OMG. They don't need Grimace. They don't need McDonald's marketing. Because now they have good baseball players. They have a good baseball team. And there is help on the way. 888-808-1019. You're going to get guys back. Vientos will be back. Winker will be back. Siri will be back. Manaya will be back. Montas will be back. And you'll be able to add at the deadline. And it's got nothing to do with the Yankees. Until July 4th weekend. And you know what? I was thinking about not going. But now I think I do want to go to that. Because now the Subway Series just has this like added juice. Because like, oh, is Juan Soto going to perform in that one? Maybe. Maybe. But I'm not disappointed. I like Juan Soto as a player. Like, I think he's a really good player. I told you I lost probably $500 betting on him to be the player that I've known him to be. Juan Soto hitting home runs. Juan Soto swagging the way Juan Soto swags, shuffling, hitting home runs, having a back and forth with Mackenzie Gore. That's good for baseball. I'm a baseball fan. Juan Soto is one of the superheroes in the game. And so to see him find some kind of kryptonite for a little while, that was riveting, being a Yankee fan. But ultimately, I don't want the guy to suck the whole year. I don't want the guy to, you know what I'm saying? Like, what fun is that? 888-808-1019. And again, reminding you that Aaron Judge is on his way to a triple crown, potentially. And like, there's you, as soon as you want to talk about Juan Soto and Yankee fans feel like we're over it because we have the best player in the game. We're over it because we also have the best offense in the game. We're over it. Like, when you look at that 107, that plus 107 run differential, Juan Soto's production has been replaced. I don't know any, if you know a Yankee fan that is crying over Juan Soto still, if you know a Yankee fan that's missing Juan Soto still, they're Juan Soto fans or they're casual fans. There's nothing to want for with this Yankee team. Like, we're coming in tonight. They won another game, 1-0. And it's a game that Jazz Chisholm didn't play. And I talked about it last night, right? I'm like, all right, Jazz, maybe they were on to something with Jazz with the neck injury and then the groin injury. And maybe they were on to something with the scheduled rest for him. They didn't need him. Great. And the Royals are like a 500 ball club. They're 34-35 now after facing the Yankees and losing every game. The Yankees can beat you. They can beat you over the head with 10 runs. They can grind you out and win 1-0. I like this team. And they've got a bunch of guys that produce from Paul Goldschmidt, part of Plan B. Bellinger, part of Plan B. Trent Grisham, who came over in the Juan Soto trade. Some Yankee fans will tell you it was the Trent Grisham trade, not the Juan Soto trade. Like, you're getting production out of Ben Rice. Ben Rice has run into some bad luck. That seems to be his MO last year and this year. But like, no real Yankee fan that roots for the laundry and has been rooting for this team since before Juan Soto entered Major League Baseball is looking at Juan Soto as a Met and saying, ah, I wish he was doing that for, like, we're not. We get to watch Judge every night. We have Max Fried now. We also have Devin Williams now. That's another narrative, right? We were more worried about the beard policy and Devin Williams left for paternity leave. And Devin Williams lost the closer role. And now Luke Weaver's hurt. Devin Williams has to take the closer role back. And what are we going to do for 4 to 6 weeks while Devin Williams has to close? Hey, right now we're all right. Right now we're all right. There are other things to talk about. I'll keep planting seeds for you guys. If you guys want to talk about Pete Alonso and his contract and how Pete Alonso's not going anywhere, because you do have the richest owner in the sport, and Pete Alonso's in MVP conversations. And even if Pete Alonso goes out there and somebody offers him, because Scott Boras is going to try and get him top dollar, at the end of the day, if Steve Cohen wants to go to bed with Pete Alonso staying a Met, he's going to go to bed with Pete Alonso staying a Met. He just gave Juan Soto all that money and a suite and a security detail and a clothing allowance. That's another thing, too. We dodged one, Yankee fans. We didn't get finessed. The Yankees stood on business. They said, we're not giving you all that, bro. You're a good player, but ultimately, you project to be a DH in the next 4 to 5 years. We're not giving you all that. We didn't give Jeter all that. We didn't give Judgy all that. You can't get all that, bro. The money's not good enough. You can't buy mom her own clothes. So, like, that's the other angle to it. We have Aaron Judge as Yankee fans, and we didn't get finessed into giving Juan Soto every single thing that he asked for. And the Yankees are better this year. 888-808-1019. Ultimately, we'll see where they end up. We can't say in totality, we can't say, you know, the final verdict on it that they're a better team until they get to the World Series, and we'll see that. But like, as a I enjoy watching this team every night, and they seem to be a team that, like, they're down for each other. They're having fun with each other. Like, these guys like each other, and maybe they needed to get that ego out of the clubhouse. Maybe they needed to get that ego out of the clubhouse that came in the clubhouse and said, I'm available to all 30 teams. It worked out for both sides. Enjoy your $800 million toy. We'll enjoy our $360 million man who's the best player in the game. They're comparing him to Babe Ruth. He's breaking baseball. He's trying to go get the triple crown. Keith McPherson on the fan. We got to go get another break. We'll play some other sounds when we come back. I don't know. Hopefully we drop some beats that I like. And we'll hear from more Yankee fans, Mets fans, on The Fan. You're listening to The Fan. KM to AM returns right after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Oh, much better. I like this jam right here. All time bop. Majid Jordan. Drake. I've got my eyes on you. Just hold on, we're going home. Not yet. Keith McPherson on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Talking about the Mets and the Yankees. Eventually we'll talk Knicks, but I kind of want to break from that too. The only thing that we can add to the Knicks conversation is that the Roommates podcast happened. Brunson and Hart spoke. But they didn't, you know, they're not really allowed to do too much or say too much. They didn't really give us anything. We are getting a little bit out of Jets camp. Oh, I didn't even get to this last night because it was a quick show. Abdul Carter and that little clip going viral where Jermaine Illuminor is like, oh, the dumbest things go viral. You know, Abdul Carter being a whole rookie, even though he's third overall, like, he took it down, but like you're not supposed to be showing practice footage on your Instagram story. I don't care if it's a great play. I don't care if it's a great spin move. Like, learn from that now. Learn from that now. And yeah, it's going to go viral because on one side, people are writing it up as like, oh, Kayvon, Brian Burns, Carter, they're going to be a fearsome, like, yeah, okay, they're going to be a good pass rush up front. But then people are knocking the Giants offensive line, which they've knocked the Giants offensive line for the last decade. Like, that's not good. Do not post on your Instagram story, you know, the rush. And also it's a rush, like it's not padded. I hate anybody flexing football that's not in pads. It's not real football. It's practice. Leave that in practice. Don't put that on your Instagram story for the world to run with. 888-808-1019. Let's run with the calls on the Mets, on the Yankees. And, of course, this narrative that, like, Yankee fans are upset that Juan Soto's performing well. We're not. We're over it. Congrats. Get that return on investment. Better late than never. We enjoyed his struggles. We enjoyed his slow start. We didn't think it would last. Honestly, I didn't think it would take this long to June. and like, it doesn't work the other way around. You don't get your lick back that fast. You know how you get your lick back, honestly? July 4th weekend, you'll get a little bit of, like, you know, if he balls out and he hits three home runs against the Yankees and leads the Mets to victory in the second installment of the Subway Series, great, you'll get some of that. But you know what'll really hurt is whether the Yankees are the opponent in the American League that the Mets face in the World Series or not. If Juan Soto performs in the postseason and World Series and propels the Mets to a championship, like, I will definitely feel some type of way if I'm watching Juan Soto lead the Mets to a World Series victory. If I'm watching Juan Soto be the difference this year for the Mets, 39 years since 1986, and I know you Mets fans keep bringing up 1986. Oh, we might be watching the best team since 1986. How many games is this Mets team going to win? Just proceed with caution. I think they have a real squad here. I think they have a real organization here. I don't think this is a fluke. But you're playing the Nationals in the Rockies. There's a long way to go. And you got nothing on the Yankees right now. Nothing. There's nothing you can hold in front of a Yankee fan or the New York Yankees organization and say, look at us. We don't care. We don't care. We will care if you win a World Series before we do, and Juan Soto is the difference. 888-808-1019. Let's talk to Abe and Muncie on the Fan. What's up, Abe?
Yeah, what's up, Keith?
You know, hanging out.
Yeah, met you a couple times at the stadium. Shout out to 204. Shout out to Mark.
203, bro. 204 is on the, like, left side. 202 is on the right side. 203 is in the middle.
Yeah, my bad. Wow, my bad, Keith.
That's what I'm here for, you know, just clarity, you know.
Yeah, Keith, I got one compliment and one rip against you, yeah?
No.
What's no about?
Go for it.
I said one. My compliment is that, first of all, I love that you're obviously in the media, you're a big guy and a fan, but I love you stage right to what you used to be, and you hold yourself as like a regular guy.
I am.
My rip against you is you can't get on the Fan and say how we don't care about Soto, and you open the show with 45 minutes about talking about Soto.
Nah, that's a rebuttal to what I heard earlier today and what I saw online. This is for clarity. Let me clarify, like, Juan Soto is not, we're not losing sleep over Juan Soto being Juan Soto. This is what we expect.
I keep, my point is, I don't understand Boone, yeah? You got to sit Jazz, the injury, right? Injury's coming up. But why you got to sit Austin Wells this game? Understand, okay, the first two games of the series. You can't sit three key guys in your starting lineup.
And they won.
The game was, obviously, got lucky, but.
Boone would tell you, nah, they won. Thanks for the call, Abe. We'll go back. Like, I don't know. Because I'm on the radio 4 years running, because I got a couple followers, am I supposed to be Big Show Bob? I was going to the stadium before this. I was doing all the same stuff before. Like, the way I look at it, I'm aging out. I'm not going to be able to do this when I'm 40, when I'm 45. So, like, I don't know. And they found me like this. WFAN was well aware of how many games I was going to and what my social media was like. So, like, when you guys see me doing me out there in Yankee Stadium or anywhere else, it is not like... It's not for show. Like, you don't have to. I mean, I appreciate you appreciate it, but like, I'm doing what I like to do, what I've always done. And then opening the show with Juan Soto, it was just something that irked me, man. It was just something and let me be claro, like, it doesn't work that way. Some people do look for me to speak up for the Yankee fans. And I just think there are a lot of Yankee fans that are like, where is this coming from? Oh, because you want some get back because we laughed and we trolled and we mocked because Juan Soto looked like he was unhappy and wasn't like, but you don't get any get back because Juan Soto hits home runs against the Nationals and gets on base six times against a Rock. We don't care. Good. Congrats. And then with Aaron Boone, Aaron Boone is not above reproach. Managers are going to, even Carlos Mendoza, managers are going to get questioned all the time. But I think, I saw this tweet today and it made me laugh. And it was in the Yankees Twitter online community. And this girl said, I just joined the community. Do you guys complain about the lineup every day? I cracked up laughing. This girl is new to the Yankees Twitter online community. And she's like, do you guys complain about the lineup every day? Yes. There is no perfect lineup. They change the lineup every day. And Yankee fans complain about it. But ultimately, when you win a game like they won today, there's nothing wrong with the lineup. And I told you last night Jazz wasn't going to play and they were going to be precautious. Like, it's a groin injury. They already rested him. Now, Judge, it's a streak of 16 games in a row without an off day. And I know there's a thought like maybe you cool Judge off. I don't think there's cooling Judge off. You can cool Jazz off. I don't think there's cooling Judge off. And ultimately, they brought Judge in for theatrics late in the game. He got worked by the home plate ump, but whatever. They won the game. They won the game. So I'm not worried about what Boone is doing, changing the lineup and playing Pablo Reyes. I know you guys don't want to see him, but good news. There's a good chance that later today, Giancarlo Stanton is back and he's gone. And you don't have to worry about that. And then you're talking about Austin Wells. Like, the catchers don't catch every single day. They don't catch every single game of the series. And honestly, Escara has been getting some opportunities here. He's catching Will Warren. He's catching Carlos Rodon. And he's not been bad. I like his celly too. When he does the Uber driver. He takes the wheel. He drives the Uber. I'm like, I got to hit that. I got over 700 Uber rides under my belt. I know y'all know that, right? I used to drive Uber. I was telling somebody recently talking about Escara with that. Like, I think people have moved away from, like, maybe in 2016, 17, 18, like, being an Uber driver was a thing where it's like, oh, you drive Uber, you're a taxi cab driver, which there's nothing wrong with that either. But, like, to drive Uber, you have to own a vehicle. Well, actually, you can rent them now, and they've had that for a few years. But, like, I don't know, when I was driving Uber, when I first started driving Uber, I had a full-time job, but I was trying to make some extra money on the side. It was a hustle. It wasn't like a bum job. It wasn't like it was additional funds. You have to gas up your car. So it was like I had a car and I was putting gas in my car. And you know what I learned driving Uber? You can go help people. You know what I learned driving Uber? All the highways and routes and byways and places around. Like, I learned all these different roads and places driving Uber. And you know what the biggest thing I got from Uber was? When people that did actually want to talk, I had to have conversations with people from all walks of life. And look what I do now. I take calls and I talk to random people all night from all walks of life. So the whole stigmatism behind being an Uber driver, like that's some type of negative. No, anybody that has a car and a license and gets through that little process of becoming an Uber driver can be an Uber driver. It doesn't mean that you're like a bum or a loser or anything like that. Shout out to JC Escar. Driving the Uber when he hit that double today. Justin's in Brooklyn next on the Fan. What you thinking about, Justin?
Sorry. Thank you for pointing it out.
Justin, you're on hold. Just get into a better area. You might be in a basement or something. You were coming in. Like, we lost you. We weren't hearing you correctly. My guy Josh and Passaic back on the Fan. I think his connection is going to be perfectly fine.
Yo, Keith, what's poppin', man?
Rewatching the Yankee game, I know nothing is going to happen for the most part for a few innings.
Yeah, but I some harder things in life are some random stuff. And my grandfather's birthday was a few weeks ago, so I wrote him a card. And that turns out, it's Father's Day coming up also. I'm like, lost for what to write. Like, I just wrote it. I saw him. Whatever, who knows? But anyway, looking at our Mets, we got like a grimace slash June, like 2.0 from last year. It's great, you know, we started better off this year than last year and did take a little tumble at some point. We're like down on the team, then they come in June and it's fire. It's great. I mean, the only guy missing is actual OMG guy, but you know, we're enjoying right now. It's pretty wild.
Listen, 2025 is his own year of the Mets. I know last year was fun, but you know what? You should be hoping this year that this year can just be fun and be better. Don't you want to go to the World Series this year? Like you don't need Grimace. You don't need Candelita. You don't need the, oh, I don't want to throw the rally pimp out there because he's just a fan. But you know what I'm saying? You don't need the gimmicks. You need good baseball, and this is a good baseball team. This is a good operation. This looks like a like sustainable thing with this franchise for the first time in a long time.
Right, but it's always fun, you know, to have those side things also.
Yes, you're a young guy. And that's what I said. You know, that stuff is great for kids. Like, and not to call you a kid, but like young people need that extra stuff. Not just the like, we have one of the best ERAs in our starting rotation. We have multiple guys in this lineup that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. We're going to have multiple all-stars. Our bullpen is one of the best bullpens we've had in a long time. Usually the Mets bullpen was blowing games. You could count on it. These guys you can count on. No?
Right, and then another quick thing also, you know, I think, you know, we've seen, I think we can say we've seen enough from, like, Singer now. You know, it's not a solid outing, and, you know, going all the way back, you know, he was roughed up by the Dodgers series last year, and that got people kind of down on him. But that just shows, you know, when a guy doesn't pitch the whole year, don't throw him out in the middle of a playoff series. But now, like, the guy's turning into a legit ace, and you gotta give the Mets pitchers this credit. Like, how they planned it out, and like every single year, everyone's talking about why they're getting this pitcher, why they're getting that pitcher, and like they're missing Manaea. I know now that they, you know, they play the Nationals and Rockies, but even against the Dodgers, most of them were performing, and you know, as Mets, and just it inspires confidence in the team when the hitting hasn't been so great. Yeah, the team still piles up those W's, and you keep on saying, you know, eventually when the hitting does wake up, you know, might still be saying it come a few months, but you know, we can always have that hope. Plus, there's still plenty of W's, so it's all good now. And Ricky, thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
You gotta believe. They're giving you every reason to believe. I don't think the offense is lacking that much. Like, you got enough. These three games were great games if you went to Citi Field. The walk-off win that I thought was just a guarantee. The make-it-happen Mets. You knew they were going to make it happen. You knew going into extras after they just had some extra inning games in Dodger Stadium, like, they would have the advantage. I knew as soon as they put Acuna out there, I'm like, this guy's going to score. He's fast. They're not going to lose this game. Some Mets fans were thinking in the early part of that game, up, here come the Nationals. You know, we're due for a loss. They just swept the Rockies. Like, maybe we give them this one. No, not at home. This is the team with the best home field advantage in baseball. Then the next game is a 5-0 shutout, and you get Juan Soto. You get signature Juan Soto, and you get a David Peterson masterpiece, a complete game shutout. I think I saw Evan's poll. What would you rather be, at a walk-off or a complete game shutout? A complete game shutout 10 times out of 10. Like, they're rare. You don't see pitchers go 6 innings, you know? To see a pitcher throw the whole damn game and watch that, and like that, that's awesome. I watched that game. I listened to that game, and I was watching on MLB Big Inning, and like I said, Peterson had the 8-pitch first inning, and then he was at 66 pitches through 6 innings. I'm like, this guy's cruising. He might actually do it. And then today, a day game, where it's obviously not a good feeling because Senga goes down, but you win the game and you give up some runs late, but ultimately you survive. Jeff McNeil homers, a 3-run bomb, Nimmo homers, and you win, and you do what you got to do to sweep. You still sweep the Nationals, and you have almost 40,000 people in the building. Like, the vibes are right. The vibes are good going into the weekend against Tampa Bay. You can sweep them too. Keep the win streak going. Keep the good energy going. Stack wins. The Mets are the best team in baseball right now. They have the best record in baseball right now. I don't know how you could want anything else. You should. I don't understand how you. I know. What you want is some Yankee tears will make it that much better. Okay, let's see if Justin's phone is working again.
No, I don't have any Wi-Fi upstairs, but I'm I got better reception.
You're crystal clear now. You're good now. I'm good.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. How about Reyes tonight, man? We wouldn't be winning the game if it wasn't for that that little slip and fall, as I like to call it.
Yeah, he fell, but he got up and he got in there, and I think that's his Yankee moment. I think he earned his pinstripes tonight, yeah. And they might take him off of him as soon as Stanton gets activated. He may be the guy to get chopped.
Yeah, so Stanton might come back for the Boston series or maybe the Angel series.
No, I think everybody's expecting him to be activated this weekend in Boston. He kills the Red Sox, and it's like how much more do we need to see him in Somerset? And also, you got to proceed with caution because like every double that he gets or whatever, like you don't want him to potentially get hurt out there with the Somerset Patriots. Thanks for the call, Justin. 888-808-1019. We got a break. I'm running out of time. I got less than an hour left in this show. Call us up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.